Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Chavarim, Rastafari,
Chavarim.
Shalom, Nimal, Arsu, Befite, Bonet,
these are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta, Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Pull up this, something, them style on 19, something.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseyah al haggittit le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, harninu l'Elohim uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob,
L'Elohei Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohe Ya'akov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
Mizmor pe alef lam natseyah al haggittit le'asav. Harninu l'Elohim uzzenu, hari'u l'Elohe Yaakov. Se'u zimra utenu tof, kinnor na'im im navel. Tik'u v'chodesh shofar, v'kese le'yom haggenu. Ki chok le'Yisrael hu, mishpat l'Elohe Yaakov. עדות בהוסף סמו, בצאתו על ארץ מצרים, שפת לא ידעתי אשמע. הסירותי מצבל שכמו, כפיו מדוד תעבורנה. בצרה קראת ואכל לצקע, אענך בסתר רעם, אבחונך על מי מריבה סלע. שמע עמי ואעידה בך, ישראל אם תשמע לי,
לא יהיה בך אל זר, ולא תשתחווה לאל נחר. אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, המעלך מארץ מצרים, הרחב פיך ואמלאהו. ולא שמע עמי לקולי, וישראל לא אהבה לי. ואשלחהו בשרירות ליבם, ילכו במועצותיהם. לו עמי שומע לי, ישראל בדרכי יהלכו, כמעט אויביהם אכניע, ועל צריהם אשיב ידי. משנאי אדוני יכחשו לו, והיא איתם לעולם, ויאכילהו מחלב חיטה, ומצור דבש אסביעקס.
Evening psalm, evening psalm. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I. Yes, I. For the day to come, but here, 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 look for Hebrew.
Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time. Hebrew, boy, everything takes time.
And here, here for the fourth day of the Shabuah, here for the Wednesday, Shah Rastafari. Rastafari Yehudi, Rastafari Jews, Wisdom Wednesday. Right here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 93, here for Wednesday Wisdom. And the Psalm 94, interesting, Psalm 94 here for the midway day, here for the fourth day of the Shabuah, counting from the first day that the Gentiles call Sunday. We have the evening psalm as chanted in the Haikal in the Temple of Jerusalem, pre 70 AD, Psalm 94.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which framest mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Cut, 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 cut. Cut them all. So here for the Wednesday, for the fourth day of the 7 days, the Shavuot of the Strong, as chanted in the Temple of Jerusalem, pre-70 AD, we have Psalm 94. That's a theme of vengeance. Yes, all vengeance is Jehovah's, and I, Jah people, are Jehovah's. So therefore, when ready, vengeance, vengeance. Here's right up.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on and elaborate on and elaborate on and elaborate on. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
Yes, 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 yes. Here, responsibilities of youth. The audible is taking a little long right here, a little delay on the board. But here, Wisdom Wednesday, Wisdom here on the air and in the iris. So here, we're at the seventh sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Going to touch on...
To save Africa.
In Ethiopia, at its capital, Addis Ababa, Emperor Haile Selassie, who sent four members of his air force to join Harambe Africa, speaks of the responsibilities of youth.
ጀማሪ በኋላም ተቀባይ ግብረገብነት አርቆ አስተዋይነት መስዋዕትነት ላይ የተመሰረተ ነው።
The future prospect of a country depends upon its young people. The integrity and the well-being of the whole of Africa can be preserved only when its youth, with unceasing effort, has developed an acute sense of discrimination, thus adopting what is only essential and constructive, and discarding that which does not contribute to the goal and aspiration of the peoples of Africa. The youth of Africa must show to the world that they are determined to use the best of their knowledge to bring about continuous progress and the common goal of unity and greatness as a tangible objective of the African peoples.
The youths are
sometimes look so tough.
Hereby released on the conditions indicated. These conditions will be in effect until your case is disposed of or until they are changed or amended by a judge.
No!
Personal recognizance?
No!
Mother's custody?
No!
Man, let's have a revolution.
All right, is the law. Rastafari,
not ordinary people. But you've been made to think that you are less than who and what you are. No human being made in the image and likeness of God is ordinary. because God is not ordinary. God is extraordinary, and so are you who are made in his image and in his likeness.
Ah, don't stand, become a man of the discipline.
In my garden,
becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, forever. forever, forever. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
מזמור צד גימל. אדוני מלאך גאות לבש, לבש אדוני עוז התעזר, אף תיקון תבל בלטימות. נכון כסאך מאז מעולם אתה. נשאו נהרות אדוני, נשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לביתך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
مزمور زتنا هولد بك النف زتنا سوس بسم بسكن يمسغانا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير هايلن لبسة حات اكام عالمن اندهتنا وطاتن زوفاني كتن تجمروي تزقات جنو انتم كزل عالمن عبيتو ونزوش كف كف عدر ربو ونزوش كالو تشاتشون كف كف عدر ربو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምፅ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል።
here. We have today's daily song. We have song.
Pull up this, but something, but them style are 19. Salam to Einar Sterling. Greetings. Wandamoche, Hitoch, Natoch. Today's daily song. Daily song. Daily song. Salam to Einar Sterling. Einar Sterling. Einar Sterling. Salam to Einar Sterling. Greetings. Wandamoche, Hitoch, Natoch. Today's daily song. Mizmore Dawit. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Zetanasos, the 93rd psalm, Besenbetaken, Yemiskana Mezmor. On the day of the Sabbath, the day before the Sabbath day, Yemiskana Mezmor, Besenbetaken, Yemiskana Mezmor. Today's daily psalm, themed, Ye Ekaziavi Her Gurma, Gurma. Ye Ekziaviher Gurma, the majesty of Ekziaviher, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, the generous Father. Today's daily psalm, also theme, Ekziaviher Negusno, Ekziaviher Negus, Negus, King, that the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab is King, God the King, psalm, Ekziaviher Negusno, Ye Ekziaviher Gurma, Gurma, the majesty. Superscription for today's psalm, we have the LXX. The LXX actually really brings it out in connection here with the Haile Selassie version, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, which we know as the Book of the Seven Seals, according to Revelation 5 and 5. So we have the superscription in the Koine in the Greek for today's daily psalm that reads, Eis tein hermeron. Toa pro sabato, hote kato kistai, hege einos odes to Dawid, Dawid. And here, the superscription from the LXX says, for the day before the Sabbath, and today's daily psalm, the 93rd psalm, is a psalm that's appointed for the evening. The evening worship is the standing psalm for the evening, for the day before the Sabbath, for the Friday evening psalm. Besenbet Ken, ye miskana of miskana, ye miskana mezmor, a psalm of praise, of eyes, of miskana, miskana of thanksgiving. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the evening psalm, the 93rd psalm, Zetna Sost, Besenbet Ken, ye miskana mezmor, Ekazi Avi Her Negese, Kvrinima lebese, Egzia beher hailina lebese, tat ekem, alamin and datanawet at enat, Egzia beher sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, Father. He is clothed with majesty. Egzia beher negese. Kubrinima lebese, Egzia beher sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, the generous Father. Hailina lebese is clothed with strength. Hailina lebese tatekem alleminin datanawet atzenat. Wherewith he have girded himself, and he has girded himself. Tatekem, tatekem, have girded himself. Alleminin datanawet atzenat. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. Ekziavir negese, negese, has become king. Ekziavir, the sustainer, has become king. Kubrinim lebese, he is clothed with majesty. Kubrinim lebese. Ekziavir hailina lebese, he is clothed with strength. Ekziavir is clothed with strength. Ekziavir hailina lebese, tatekem, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established that it cannot be moved. Zufanih katinta jamro ayetazegajeno ante makazalalemne. Thy throne, the I throne, Zufanih is established of old. Katinta jamro yetazagajino. Thou, the I, Antem, and the I are from everlasting, from eternity. Antem kazalalemne abetu wenzoch kef kefa da regu wenzochak alochachewin kef kefa da regu. The floods have lifted up Abetu, our father, his father, O father of the house. Abetu, wenzoch kef kefa da regu. The floods have lifted up Abetu. Wenzoch alochachewin kef kefa da regu. The floods have lifted up their voice. Wenzoch alochachewin kef kefa da regu. The floods lift up. The floods lift up their waves. The flood lifts up their waves. Kabuzu hocha dimta kabahirima talaka mogerilik ekziyavi herbe keftau dinkno dinkno ekziyavi her sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Kabuzu hocha dimta kabahirima talaka mogerilik. Thy testimonies, are very ijig yetamenen. Very sure, very trustworthy. Miskarihijiga yetamenenno. Abetu, O my father, his father, O father of the house, Abetu. Iskarejim zemindres lebeitihi kedisna yigebal. Holiness, kedisna, idleness becometh thine house. Abetu, for Ivan, Ivan, iskarejim zemin adres lebeitih kedisna yikana.
Pull up this, but something, but them style are 19, something.
Mazmur Zatanahulet Bek and Nif Zatanasos Basam Batkan Yemsgana Mazmur Exiavir Nagasa, Kivrinim Lebbesa Exiavir Hailin Lebbesa, Tat Ekam Alamin in Dastinna Wut Atanna Zufanikat and Tijam Roy Tazagad Geno Antem kazalalemne. Abitu wenzoch kaf kaf adarragu. Wenzoch kalochachewn kaf kaf adarragu. Kabizu hoch dimts. Kabaharim talak mogad ilik. Egziabher bekafetaw dink no. Misikr hijjig yetamene no. Abitu skarejim zaman dres lebetih qedisna igebal.
Kadamawi. Inflasya.
The whole place is due for
let the music start up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and the rebel exhibit massacre on Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
Yeah, could this Paul listen? Yellow, yeah, I didn't.
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
The whole place is too much.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this grammaring to this grammaring to this grammaring to this grammaring. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this grammar speak to this grammar speak to this grammar speak to this grammar.
My evil boy, everything takes time. My evil boy, everything takes time.
Pull up this, but something, but them style and
מזמור צד דגימל. אדוני מלאך גאות לבש אדוני עוז התעזר, אף תיקון תבל בלטימות. נכון כסאך מאז מעולם אתה. נשאו נהרות אדוני קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לבטך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Tzedek. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Tzedek, the order of Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Gimel, Mizmor Tzadai Gamel, Psalm 93. Psalm XCIII. Hear. Today's daily psalm. Mizmor Tzadai Gimel, Tzadai Kamel. Hear a midrash, a study on today's daily psalm. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Yahuwah Malaka Geuta Lavesh Lavesh Yahuwah Olzahita Zara Zara Zara. Here. Today's daily psalm, the Aleph verse, the first verse here. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah, in Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 6 to 7, where it reads, Thou art great, and thy name is great in strength. Who would not fear thee? Who would not reverence or respect thee, I, O King of the nations? Gadol ata v'gadol shimcha bia gevura mi lo yirayeka melech ha-goyim. Thou, the I, art great, gadol ata, and thy name is great in might, in strength, in strength. With gadol shimcha be a gavura, who would not fear reverence, who would not respect the eye, me lo yirayeka, O King of the nations.
Melech HaKoyi, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asked Yirmiyahu, ask Ermias, ask Jeremiah, quote, Thou callest me King of the nations. Thou, the I, callest I King of the nations. Melech HaKoyi. But am I not King of Yisrael? Am I not King of Israel? Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah replied, Because thou, the I, saidest to me, saidest I have appointed thee a prophet to the nations. Even in Yirmiyahu and Ermias and Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5. Navi la goyi netatika. I have appointed thee, I, a prophet to the nations. Navi la goyi netatika. Therefore, I call thee Melech HaGoyim. I call thee King of the nations also. For it befitteth thee, I. Even here in Yirmiyahu, Ermias, chapter 10, verse 7, where it reads, For it befitteth thee. For it befitteth thee, I. Ki leka yata. For it befitteth thee, I. This kingship befits thee, the I. Ki leka yata. Rav Chanina taught, There is one to whom clothes are becoming, but whose clothes are not comely. And there is another whose clothes are comely, but to whom clothes are not becoming. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be He becomes His clothes, and His clothes become Him. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty.
Majesty.
Majesty. Yahuwah Malak. Geut Lavesh. Jehovah reigneth. Hath become king. Yahuwah Malak.
Malak.
Carnate.
Malak.
Jehovah reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. Geut Lavesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, is clothed with seven garments. With one, He was clothed in the fighting at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Etra Bahir, at the Sea of Reeds. Jehovah reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. Yahuwah Malak Geut Labesh. Names that which clothed Him in the fighting at the Yam Suf, at the Etra Bahir, at the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds. As is also said, even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, where it reads, I will sing to the Lord, for He triumphed with majesty. I will sing to the Lord, for He triumphed with majesty. Ashira la Yahuwah kia gao da'ah. I will sing to Jehovah. Ashira la Yahuwah, for He is highly exalted. Kia gao ga'ah, for He triumphed with majesty. Ki gao ga'ah. Ashira la Yahuwah kia gao ga'ah. And with another, He was clothed at Sinai, at Sinai, for, as in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Sarai Gimel, Sarai Gamel, Psalm 93, here at the Beit, the second verse, which reads, The Lord is clothed. He hath girded Himself with strength. Lavesh Yahuwah Oza, Hita Azar, Jehovah is clothed. Lavesh Yahuwah, He hath girded Himself with strength. Oz, Hita Azar. Now here a Midrash note. Although the Midrash says Psalm 93, verse 2, we find this in the Aleph verse, in the first verse, but the Midrash note says, I follow the substitution suggested by Yaakov Refman in the Beit Talmud, right? IV 4148. Now the edited text, the ET quotes not Psalm 93 and 2, rather it quotes Psalm 29:11 that reads, The Lord gives strength to His people. So here we have the quote from the ET, from the edited text, that does not quote Psalm 93 and 2. Rather, quoting Psalm 29:11, where it reads, "The Lord gives strength to his people." Yahuwah Oz, Le Amo Yiten, Jehovah will give strength to his people. Yahuwah Oz, Le Amo Yiten. This here names the strength, the Oz, the strength that he gave Amo, that he gave his people at Sinai, the strength that he gave his people at Sinai, and with another in the war with Babylon. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 59:17, it reads, "He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing." Vayelpasha biyegdeya nakoma tia leboshet, and he put on garments of vengeance for clothing. Vayelpasha biyegdeya nakama tia leboshet. And also in Yeremiahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 51:11, it reads, "For it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. For it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple." Kia nikamata Yahuahi, nikamata hekalo, for it is the vengeance of he who be who he be. Kia nikamata Yahuahi, for she is the vengeance of he who be who he be. Kia nikamata Yahuahi, nikamata hekalo, the vengeance of hekalo, of his temple. And with another in the war with Medea, for it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 59:17, where it reads, "He put on righteousness as a coat of mail. He put on righteousness as a coat of mail." Vayelpasha tzedaka kashiryan, and he put on righteousness. Vayelpasha tzedaka as a coat of mail. Kashiryan, Vayelpash Tzedaka, Kashiryan. Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el is represented as a warrior whose coat of mail, helmet, and other equipment consists of righteousness, salvation, vengeance, and zeal, attributes for the chastisement of Harasha, the Rishaim, of the wicked, the ratchet, and deliverance of the goodly, of the godly. The Hasmoneans, during the time of Maccabees, the Hasmoneans also were clad in cloaks of zeal. And with another and other in the war with Edom, in the war with Edom, as it is said, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 63:1, where it reads, "Who is this that cometh from Edom with crimson garments from Bozrah? This glorious one, this one glorious in his apparel. Who is this that cometh from Edom with crimson garments from Bozrah? This one glorious in his apparel." Mi ze ba me'edom chemutza be'gadim mi batra ze hador bi levusho. Mi ze ba medom chemutza bigadim mi batra ze hador bia levusho. Who is this? Mi ze. Who is this? Mi ze. Who is this that cometh ba from Edom? Medom. Mi ze ba medom with crimson garments from Bozrah. Chemutza bigadim mi batra. This that is glorious, ze hador, in his apparel, bi levusho, mi ze ba me'edom, chemutza bikadima mi batra, ze hador, bi levusho. And with the seventh garment, in the days of HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah, as it is said even in Daniel, in Daniel 7:9, where it reads, "His garment was as white snow." His garment was as white snow. Levusheha Kia Telaga Chivar, his garment, his raiment. His raiment was as white snow. Le Vusheha, Kia Telaga Chivar. Le Vusheha, Kia Telaga Chivar, or Le Vusheha, Kia Telaga Chivar. His raiment was as white snow, 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 white snow.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes, 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 the local midrash right there on today's daily psalm and the Friday evening psalm. Psalm 93, with Yahuwah Jehovah being clothed in the revelation of the King of Kings, Kamau Haile Selassie, best dressed man three times in the world, but the garments, the particular garments, putting on HaMoshiach, putting on, yes, God.
Put it on, and I put it on.
በዝሙር 92 በቅንፍ 93 በሰንበት ቀን የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ ክብርንም ለበሰ እግዚአብሔር ኃይልን ለበሰ ታጠቀም ዓለምን እንዳትናወጣጠና ዙፋንህ ከጥንት ጀምሮ የተዘጋጀ ነው አንተም ከዘላለም ነህ አቤቱ ወንዞች ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ ወንዞች ቃሎቻቸውን ከፍ ከፍ አደረጉ ከብዙ ውሆች ድምፅ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል
This first verse here of the Friday evening psalm, the 93rd psalm, has themed God the King HaElohim, Elohim HaMelech, and Ethiopically, Egziavir Gurma, the majesty of Egziavir, Egziavir Negus, even Negus and Negest. We have the Tzadei Gimel Gamel, Psalm the 93rd, the XCIII, but the first verse, just the first verse right here. In the Hebrew, Yahuwah Malach, Geuta Lavesh, Lavesh Yahuwah, Ozahita Zar, Afatikona Tavel, Balatimot. The English is, the Lord reigneth. Yahuwah Malak, Hashem Malak, Hashem hath become king, Malak, Melech is king, Malak. The importance of the vowels in the Hebrew, Yahuwah Malak hath become king, Ekziyavihir Negese, Kibrinim Lebese, Ekziyavihir Chaylin Lebese, Tatekem. In the Royal Amharic and the HSV. Interesting word we have, the word for clothe. Clothe. He is clothed. He is clothed in majesty. Geut alavesh. In the Hebrew, geut, majesty, geut. Geut alavesh. Lavesh. Majesty is clothed in majesty and aitiful, right? We have Bamarinya Kubrinim and glory Kubrinim at the Kubrin Nagas, Kubrin Nagusa Nagas, Kubrinim Lebese. He is robed in majesty. He is robed in glory. The word for honor, Kubr, and the word for glory, Kubr, we have the Kubr Neges, the glory, the honor of kings. Right? The word glory and honor is one and the same. Now the Hebrew has Geut, Geut. Right? In the Hebrew, in the Hebraics of it all, the word for majesty we have as the Geut or the Geut, Geut. Some enunciate as the Geut, the majesty. Now, just comparing this first verse here, especially with the word for clothed in the Hebrew, labesh, bamarinya in the Royal Amharic, lebese, lebese. We have lips, clothing, labesh, labash, to clothe, to be robed. He is robed, geut. Right, he's robed, geut, labesh. Geut. It's the same as, it's often translated as excellent things or lifting up excellent things. Right? We have the lifting up and the excellent things. But then as we get into the root of this word, the H1348 for majesty, it means to mount up. It's from the word ga'a, to mount up, in general to rise. In other words, in the figurative sense, to be majestic, gloriously, to grow up, to increase, to be risen, to triumph. But now in the form of Geut, Geut is the excellent things, the lifting up, majesty, that pride, proudly, in the sense of even raging, to big up. We say big up. He is clothed with big up, majesty. Balmarinia really brings out the sense of the Hebraic in the HSV, the Negus Neges Tirgum. In the King of Kings Targum, we have Kubrinim Lebese, Kubrinim Honor, Kubrinim Glory, Kubrinim Lebese, Ekziavi Her Hailin Lebese, Labesh Yahuwah Oz, Oza, Hitazar, Hitazar, Oz, Oz. The O's are the O's in the Hebrew, the O's for strength. Here we have Chayil, Chaylin, Chaylin Lebese. He is clothed with strength, with power, prevailing power. Egezi Aveher, the primordial name of Yod Hey Wehe, Egezi Aveher, the sustainer, Egezio, the Av and the Cher, the excellent. The good father, the generous Ab, the generous father is clothed with strength. Ladesh Yahuwah Oza Hitazar Afatikon Terella Bala Timot Tatekem. Right? Tatekem. The Tatekem. He's girded. Tatekem. And he's girded. Alamin. In that naweta atzinat, alemin the world, alemin in that nawet, so that it's not shaken, right? Atzinat, atzinat. He strengthens her. He makes her firm. He makes her firm. Now here is what we have in the HSV, the King of Kings Targum and the Targum. In some places it would favor, this is what's interesting, in some places it would favor the Masoretic in the interpretation. In other places it would favor the Septuagint, right, as if being guided by the divine heart and mind. And thus it is so very interesting to study, as we have the time to study. Let's study even this one verse here, the Aleph verse of the psalm for the day before the Shabbat, when the land was settled. A praise, Ye Miskana Mezmor, praise, eyes of the Torah. He who be who he be, reigneth, has become king. Beauty, beauty he put on, he's clothed. He who be who he be, his divine majesty, put on power. Ekziavihir Hailin Lebese. Tatek Labesh Yahuwah Oz Hitazar Hitazar Oz Hitazar. He's girded, right, like a belt. He's girded, right? He's girded with Oz. He's girded, right? He's girded, right? He's girded. He's put on strength. Chaylin Lebese Tatek Tatek, and girded himself. And he has girded himself. For he solidified, made firm the inhabitable world, which shall not be shaken. Af tikon tavel bal timot. Alamin indata nawet atzinat. For he solidified the inhabitable world. Solidified, right? Made it firm. Made it firm. Alamin atzinat, solidified in data nawet, which shall not, and it shall not, balatimot, shall not, it shall not be shaken. In data nawet, balatimot, it shall not be shaken. Labesh, lebese, he is clothed, right? He is clothed. What is the king's clothing? The king's clothing is on. Kibrinim lebes. What is the king's clothing? Gayuta labesh, labesh yawa oza hita azara. Ikasiyadihir chaylin lebes. Tantek alamin datanawet atsnat. Aftikon tevel balatimot. He who be, who he be, has become king. Ekziavihir negese, Yahuwah Malak. He is clothed in majesty. He who be, who he be, is divine majesty, sustainer, the good, the generous. Ah, Father, is clothed. He hath girded himself with strength. Yea, the world is established that it cannot be moved.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments. My evil boy, everything takes time. Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Today's daily song, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, the order of Melchizedek. Today's daily song, Mizmor Tzadai Gimel, Mizmor Tzadai Gamel, Psalm 93, Psalm XCIII. Hear. Today's daily song, Mizmor Tzadai Gimel, Tzadai Gamel. Here a midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed, he hath girded himself with strength. Yahuwah Malak Geuta Lavesh Lavesh Yahuwah Olzahita Zara. Hear. Today's daily psalm, the Aleph verse, the first verse here. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah, in Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 6 to 7, where it reads, Thou art great, and thy name is great in strength. Who would not fear thee? Who would not reverence, respect thee, O King of the nations? Gadol ata, v'gadol shimcha, bia gevura, mi lo yirayeka, melech ha-goyim. Thou, the I, art great. Gadol ata. And thy name is great in might, in strength, in strength. With Gadol Shimka, be a Gabura. Who would not fear reverence? Who would not respect the eye? Me, lo, Yerayeka, O King of the nations. Melech Hakoyi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asked Yirmiyahu, asked Ermias, asked Jeremiah, quote, Thou callest me King of the nations. Thou, the I, callest I King of the nations. Melech HaGoyim. But am I not King of Yisrael?
Am I not king of Israel? Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah replied, because thou, the eye, saidest to me, saidest thou, I have appointed thee a prophet to the nations. Even in Yirmiyahu and Ermias and Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5. Navi la goyim nitatika. I have appointed thee, I, a prophet to the nations. Navi la goyim nitatika. Therefore, I call thee Melech HaGoyim. I call the I king of the nations also. For it befitteth thee I. Even here in Yirmiyahu, Ermias chapter 10 verse 7 where it reads, for it befitteth thee. For it befitteth thee I. Kilaka yata, for it befitteth thee I. This kingship befits thee, the I. Kilaka yata. Rav Hanina taught, there is one to whom clothes are becoming, but whose clothes are not comely. And there is another whose clothes are comely, but to whom clothes are not becoming. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be he becomes his clothes, and his clothes become him. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. Yahuwah Malak Geut Labesh, Jehovah reigneth, hath become king. Yahuwah Malak coronated, Jehovah reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. Geut Labesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, is clothed with seven garments. With one, he was clothed in the fighting at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Etra Bahir, at the Sea of Reeds. Jehovah reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. Yahuwah Malak Geut Labesh. Names that which clothed him in the fighting at the Yam Suf, at the Etra Bahir, at the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds. As is also said, even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, where it reads, I will sing to the Lord, for he triumphed with majesty. I will sing to the Lord, for he triumphed with majesty. Ashira la Yahuwah kia gaoh gaah. I will sing to Jehovah. Ashira la Yahuwah, for he is highly exalted. Kia gaoh gaah, for he triumphed with majesty. Ki gaoh gaah. Ashira la Yahuwah kia gaoh gaah. And with another, he was clothed at Sinai, at Sinai. For, as in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Sarai Gimel, Sarai Gamel, Psalm 93, here at the base, the second verse, which reads, the Lord is clothed. He hath girded himself with strength. Lavesh Yahuwah Oza Hita Azar. Jehovah is clothed. Lavesh Yahuwah, he hath girded himself with strength.
alls hita azar. Now here a midrash note. Although the midrash says Psalm 93 verse 2, we find this in the Aleph verse, in the first verse, but the midrash note says, I follow the substitution suggested by Yaakov Refma in the Beit Talmud, right? IV 4 148. Now the edited text, the ET quotes not Psalm 93 and 2, rather it quotes Psalm 29:11 that reads, the Lord gives strength to his people. So here we have the quote from the ET, from the edited text, that does not quote Psalm 93 and 2, rather quoting Psalm 29:11, where it reads, the Lord gives strength to his people. Yahuwah olz le amo yitain. Jehovah will give strength to his people. Yahuwah olz le amo yitain. This here names the strength, the olz, the strength that he gave Amo, that he gave his people at Sinai, the strength that he gave his people at Sinai, and with another in the war with Babylon. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 59:17, it reads, he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. Vayilpasha b'gdeya nakoma tia leboshet. And he put on garments of vengeance for clothing. Vayilpasha b'gdeya nakoma tia leboshet. And also in Yirmeyahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 51:11, it reads, for it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. For it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. Kia nikamata Yahuwahi, nikamata hekalo. For it is the vengeance of he who be who he be. Ki anikamat Yahuwahi. For she is the vengeance of he who be who he be. Ki anikamat Yahuwahi. Nikamata hekalo. The vengeance of hekalo, of his temple. And with another in the war with Medea. For it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 59:17, where it reads, he put on righteousness as a coat of mail. He put on righteousness as a coat of mail. Vayil Pashal Sedaka Kashiryan. And he put on righteousness. Vayil Pasha Sedaka, as a coat of mail. Kashiryan. Vayil Pash Sedaka Kashiryan. Ha'el, the true good, the true God. Ha'el is represented as a warrior whose coat of mail, helmet, and other equipment consists of righteousness, salvation, vengeance, and zeal, attributes for the chastisement of Harasha, the Rishaim, of the wicked, the ratchet, and deliverance of the goodly, of the godly. The Hasmoneans, during the time of Maccabees, the Hasmoneans also were clad in cloaks of zeal, and with another and other in the war with Edom, in the war with Edom, as it is said, even in Yeshayahu, any size, Isaiah 63 and 1, where it reads, "Who is this that cometh from Edom with crimson garments from Bozrah? This glorious one, this one glorious in his apparel. Who is this that cometh from Edom with crimson garments from Bozrah? This one glorious in his apparel. Mi ze ba medom chmuta be gadim mi batra ze hada ze hador bi levusho. Mi ze ba medom chmuta be gadim mi batra ze hador Bia Levusho. Who is this? Mizeh, Mizeh, who is this? Mizeh, who is this that cometh ba from Edom? Medom, Mizeh ba Medom with crimson garments from Bozra. Chemuta bit gadim mi batra. This that is glorious, ze hador, in his apparel, bi levusho, bi lebusho, mi ze ba medom, chemuta bikadima mi batra, ze hador, bi levusho, and with the seventh garment, in the days of HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah, as it is said even in Daniel, in Daniel 7 and 9, where it reads, his garment was as white snow. His garment was as white snow. Levusheha ki etelaga chivar. His garment, his raiment was as white snow. Le vusheha ki telaga chivar. Le vusheha ki telaga chivar. Or le vusheha ki telaga chivar. His raiment was as white snow. Yea, the world is established that it cannot be moved. Af tikon tevela baltimot. Yea, the world, his world, is established that it cannot be moved. Hear, today's daily song. Mizmor Adai Gimel, Adai Gamel. Hear verse 1. Yea, the world is established that it cannot be moved. Af tikon tevel baltimot. Rab Ivel told a mashal, a parable, a mashal of a king, of a melek, of a negus, even negus neges, to whom at the very beginning of his reign a certain legion sang a song of praise of Isis. So HaMelech the king gave the legion an honor that was never to be taken away from it. Just so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, began to reign over His world, the waters were the first to sing a song of praise of Isis to Him. As it said, even today's daily psalm, Psalm 93, verse 4, above the voice of many waters, above the voice of many waters, mikolot mayim rabim, above the voices the voices, above the voices of many waters, Mikolot, Mayim Rabim. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the waters, as ye live, as y'all live, I shall bestow an honor upon you, upon you, as is said, even in Psalm 104, Hebraically verse 5, O Lord, thou didst establish the earth upon its foundations of water, an honor that shall not be removed forever. Yasad Eretz Ala Mekoneha Balatimot Olama Vaed, who disestablish the earth upon its foundations. Yasad Eretz Ala Mekoneha, who disestablish the earth upon her foundations. Yasad Eretz Ala Mekoneha Baltimot Olam Wa'ad, that it should not be moved forever and ever. Baltimot Olam Wa'ad. Hence here, yea, the world is established. It cannot be removed. Aftikona Tevel Balatimot, thy throne is established of old. Hear, hear, hear. Mizmor Tzadai Gimel Tzadai Gamel, Psalm 93. Hear the base verse, verse 2. Nakona Kiseka Me'az Me'olam Ata Nakon kiseka me az me olam ata. This, his throne, is one of the six things that existed in his thought before the creation of the world, namely the throne of glory. Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah, HaTorah, the Torah, Yisrael, Israel, the Mikdash, the Kodesh, the sanctuary, and Teshuvah, and repentance. This, his throne, is one of the six things that existed in his thought before the creation of the world, namely, the throne of glory, the King Messiah, the Torah, Israel, the sanctuary, and repentance. Of the throne of glory, it is written, thy throne is established of old. Thy throne is established of old. Nakon kiseka me'az me'olam ata. Of Melech HaMashiach, of the King Messiah, Negus Messi, it is written even in Psalm 72 and 17, Hebraically, his name shall be continued before the sun. His name shall be continued before the sun. Lifnei Shemesh Yanin Shemo, or Lifnei Shemesh Yinon Shemo, his name shall be continued before, in front of, in the face of the sun. Lifnei Shemesh Yinon Shemo. And here the Ketiv, Lifnei Shemesh Yanin Shemo. Of HaTorah, of the Torah, it is written, even in the Nishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs, Proverbs 8 and 22, it is written, "The Lord made me as the beginning of his way, before his walks, his works of old. Yahweh anani reishita darko, edem amif alayo me'az, Jehovah made me as the beginning of his way. Yahuwah anani reishitarko, the first of his works, the first of his works of old. Edom mif alayo me'az. Of Yisrael, it is said even in Psalm 74, Hebraically, second verse, 74 and 2. Remember thy congregation, which of old thou, the eye, didst make thine own. Remember thy, the eye, congregation, that of old thou, the eye, didst make thine own. Zikorah edatecha, anita edem. Remember thy congregation, Zikorah edatecha, that thou, that the eye has gotten of old. Anita edem, anita edem. And here, Midrash note, reference to the Midrash Tehillim, study of the Psalms, Psalm 74 and 1. Here in the notes, remember thy congregation, that thou, the eye, didst make thine own. Psalm 74, verse 2, Zikor edateka anita edem. What does the phrase of old, what does the phrase Edom of old prove? That before the world was created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, had made the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of the Israelites, His own. As is said, even in Psalm 90, verses 1 to 2, Lord, Thou, the I, hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou, the I, hadst formed the earth and the world. Hear, Mizmor Adai, Tefillah Lemoshe, Ish HaElohim, a prayer, Tefillah Lemoshe, of Moses, Ish HaElohim, the man of the true good, the true God, Ish HaElohim. Adonai Ma'on Ata Hayita Lanu, Bidor Vador, Bitrem Harima Yuladu, Vata Falela Reta Vitavella. Lord Adonai Ma'on Ata, thou hast been I and I dwelling place. Adonai Ma'onata Haita Lanu Bidor Wador, in all generations. Bidor Wador Bitrem Harima Yuladu, before the mountains were brought forth, before the mountains were birthed. Bitrem Harima Yuladu Wata Cholela Reta Witavella, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world. Wata Cholela Reta Witavel, or ever the eye hadst formed the earth and the inhabitable portions of the world. Of the sanctuary, it is said even in Yirmeyahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 17 and 12, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. A glorious high throne
from the beginning is the place of our, of I and I, sanctuary. Kise kavoda maroma meya rishona mikoma mikadeshenu. Thou, throne of glory, kise kavoda. On high, marom, from the beginning, me rishon, kise kavod, marom me rishon, thou, the I, thou place of our sanctuary, mikoma mikdashen, of repentance, it is said, even in Psalm 90, Hebraically, second and third verse, Psalm 90, it is said, before the mountains were brought forth, thou, the I, turnest man to contrition, and sayest, return, ye children of men. Bit'erem harima yuladu, tashuv, tashuva enosha adadaka, vatomera, shuvu v'nei Adam. Before the mountains were brought forth, Be'erem harima yuladu, thou turnest man to contrition, tasheva enosh adadaka, and sayest vatomera, return, shuvu, ye your children of Adam, shuvu v'nei Adam. Bit'erem harima yuladu, kasheba enosh adadaka, watomer shubu b'nei Adam. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. Nasu neharot Yahuwah, nasu neharot ha'kolam. Rav Shimona ben Yochai taught, when the Philistines captured Ha'aron, captured the Tabot, when the Philistines captured the Ark, they lifted themselves up in pride, saying, we have captured not only Ha'aron, but also Ha'elohim, Ha'el, the true good, the true God in Ha'aron. In the ark of this it is written, the floods have lifted up, O Jehovah, the floods being the Philistines. Nasu neharot Yahuwah, nasu neharot, the floods being the Philistines, of whom it is said, even in 1 Kings 5:1, from the flood, the land of the Philistines, from the flood, the land of the Philistines. Hear, 1 Kings 5:1, here in the King James Version, this is found in 1 Kings 4:21. More of the fuller verse. Ushlomo haya moshela bikola hamam lakota mina hanahar eret pelishtim. Hear. 1 Kings 4:21. And Solomon reigned over all kingdoms, from the river, the floods, the river, to the land of the Philistines. To the land of the Philistines. Ushlomo haya moshel bikola hamam lakota min hanahar eretza pelishtim. And here Midrash note the PE, the printed edition, and Padua, the ET, the edited text, it cites Yeshayahu. Esaias, Isaiah 8:7, which some say is not quite opposite. And here, Yeshayahu, Esaias 8:7, according to Midrash, no, where it reads, "Now therefore, behold, the Lord Adonai bringeth up on them the waters of the river, mighty and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory. And he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks." V'lachen ne Adonai ma'ile elehem etamei hanahara ha'ezfumim v'harabim etamelek ashur v'etakola kavodo v'Allah alakola esikayo v'halaka alakola gedotayo. And the floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing of them. Hear today's daily psalm. Mizmor, Adai Gamel. Hear, the third verse, Psalm 93, verse 3. And the floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing of them. Yisu neharota dakiyam. Or, as translated elsewhere, the floods lift up their roaring. Yisu neharota dakiyam. Ha'el, the true God Elohim, said, "When the Philistine floods lift up, I shall tear them with cruel punishments." Of the phrase, "I shall be the tearing of them," dakyam, "I shall be the tearing of them." Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, he said that the upper intestine of the Philistines was torn to pieces, but Rav Shimon Ben Lakish said that the lower intestine of the Philistines was torn to pieces. Torn to piece. 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 Torn to piece.
My evil boy, everything takes time.
Neharota dakiyam. Dakiyam. Or, as translated elsewhere, the floods lift up their roaring. Yesu. Neharota. Mor, mizmor, tzadai gimel. Tzadai gamel. Hear, the third verse, Psalm 93, verse 3. And the floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing of them. Yesu neharota dakiyam. Or, as translated elsewhere, the floods lift up their roaring. Yesu neharota dakiyam. Ha'el, the true God Elohim, said, "When the Philistine floods lift up, I shall tear them with cruel punishments." Of the phrase, "I shall be the tearing of them," dakyam, "I shall be the tearing of them." Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, he said that the upper intestine of the Philistines was torn to pieces, but Rav Shimon Ben Lakish said that the lower intestine of the Philistines was torn to pieces. Neharota Dakiyam, or as translated elsewhere, the floods lift up their roaring. Yesu Neharota Dakiyam, Ha'el, true good, the true God Elohim, said, when the Philistine floods lift up, I shall tear them with cruel punishments. Of the phrase, I shall be the tearing of them. Dakyam, I shall be the tearing of them. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, he said that the upper intestine of the Philistines was torn to pieces, but Rav Shimon ben Lakish said that the lower intestine of the Philistines was torn to pieces. And here the Midrash note says that this refers to the mice. The Midrash note here brings us out by saying that this here refers to the mice wherewith the Philistines were smitten. Here, see, refer to 1 Samuel 5 and 6 and also to Psalm 78, Midrash note 11. And here in Psalm 78, in the Midrash Tehillim, in the study of the Psalms, The eleventh Midrash note, here zooming in to the tearing, the Dakyam, here it says Rav Yehuda, Judah said the name of Rebbe. The story of the frog is one of a number of instances when Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, gave mastery to the frail over the tough. The other instances are these, such as the mice of the Philistines, of the Philistines, of whom it is said, even in 1 Samuel 5 and 6, the hand of the Lord smote them with mice. The hand of the Lord smote them with mice. Vatikavada Yad Yahuwah Elaha Ashadodim Vayashimema Vayakotama Baifolima Eta Ashtoda Ve'eta Gevuleha. But the hand of Jehovah was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with emerods, even Ashdod and the borders thereof. Even if a Philistine squatted to ease himself in a copper vessel or bench, a mouse would spring up. The vessel would split open of itself, and the mouse would leap up and pull out the Philistine's bowels. Therefore, here the reference to the mice wherewith the Philistines were smitten, 1 Samuel 5 and 6, see the footnote reference, and also Psalm 78 in the Midrash, the 11th note on Psalm 78. Hence, here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Sarai Gimel, Sarai Gamel, Psalm 93, where it reads, the floods have lifted up, O Lord, O Jehovah, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up, but I shall be the tearing of them. Nasu Neharot Yahuwah, Nasu Neharot Kolam, Yesu Neharot Dakyam. Another comment on the floods have lifted up, O Lord. Nasu Neharot Yahuwah. Rav Barakiah said the name of Ben Azai and Ben Zoma. The waters lifted themselves up and came nigh, came near the throne of glory, as is written even in Bereshit in Genesis, Genesis 1 and 2, where it says, the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. Veruach Elohim merachefet al b'nei hamayi, and the Spirit of Elohim, with Ruach Elohim, hovered over the face of the waters, merachefet al b'nei hamayi. And also in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 32:11, where it reads, as an eagle that stirreth up her nest, hovereth over her young, Kunesha Yahirakino, Allah Gozalo Yerahef, as an eagle that stirreth up her nest, Kunesha Yahirakino, hovereth over her young, Al Gozalo Yerahef. Hear, Midrashno. The second verse from Devarim, Deuteronomy, is cited as an indication of how very close Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, was to the face of the waters. Ha'mayi. When the words went forth from the mouth of the Almighty, from the mouth of Ha'el, El Shaddai, from the mouth of the Almighty, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 1 and 9, where it reads, let the waters be gathered together, Yikavu Mayi, let the waters be gathered together, Yikavu Mayi. The mountains and hills rose up from the uttermost parts of the earth, of the earthly plane, and were scattered over the whole earth, so that there were many valleys in the earth's surface, and the waters rolled down and were gathered into the valleys, as is said even in Bereshit, Genesis 1 and 9, the gathering together of the waters called he seas. Here in the Sefer of Bereshit, here in Genesis, is actually the 10th verse, and God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called he seas, and God saw that it was good. Vayikra Elohim layabasha eretz u'alea mikreya hamayim akara yamim vayare Elohim kitov. Forthwith the waters lifted themselves up and rose to cover the earth, the earthly plain, as in the Bereshit, in the beginning. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then the Holy One, blessed be He, rebuked them and subdued them beneath the sole of His feet, and measured out the extent with His span, so that they should neither enlarge nor diminish. As a man makes a hedge for his vineyard, makes a hedge for his vineyard, so he made the sand into a hedge for the sea. Thus, like this, when the waters rise and see the sand before them, they turn back. As is said even in Jeremiah, in Ermias, Jeremiah 5:22, fear y'all not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence? Who have placed the sand before the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it. Ha'oti lo terau nuum Yahuwah im mipanai lo tachilu asher samti chola gvula layam haka olama velo ya'avarenhu vayayita ga'eshua velo yukalu v'hamua ga'layu v'lo ya'avarenhu. Fear you're not me, fear you're not I. Haoti, lo terao, will y'all not tremble at my presence, saith Jehovah. Haoti, lo terao, num yawa, ima mipanai, lo tachilu, who have placed the sand for the bound of the sea. Asher samtia chola gvula layam, an everlasting ordinance, haka olam, that it cannot pass with lo ya'avarenhu, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, wayita ga'ishu, yet can they not prevail with lo yukalu, though they roar, with hamua galayo, yet can they not pass over it with lo ya'abarunhu. Indeed, ere the waters were gathered, the deeps were created. And what are these deeps? They are the ones under the earthly plain. For the earth is stretched out above the deeps. For the earthly plain is stretched out above the deeps. Like a ship that floats in the heart of the sea, so the earthly plain is stretched out above the waters. As is said even in Psalm 136, Hebraically verse 6, to him that stretched out the earth above the waters. Le roka ha'aretz al-hamayi, to him that spread forth the earth above the waters. Liroka ha'aretz, to him that spread forth the earth. Liroka ha'aretz, above all the waters. Hamayi, al hamayi. Liroka ha'aretz, al hamayi. But those other waters, whither, where did they go? Rav Berakaya, taught in the name of Rav Yudana ben Lewi, who taught in the name of Rav Yehuda ha-Lewi bar Rav Shalom, consider two bowls. When one is full and the other is empty, the full one can be poured into the empty one, but if both bowls are full, what can one do with them? On the other hand, bags that are filled with air can take up all the space of the banqueting room, but when the air is pressed out of them, they can be put away in one corner. Just so, when the whole earth was filled with water upon waters, with waters upon waters, what did HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, Blessed be he do. Hear, Midrash note. Midrash note right here concerning just so when the whole earth was filled with water upon waters. Water upon waters. That is, when the elements that make up the earth were still in a liquid, still in a liquid state. Anin lechozir. Just so when the whole earth was filled with waters upon waters, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He trod down upon them. He trod down upon them so that the ear came out of them. As we said even in Eob, in Job, even Job 12 and 15, behold, he holdeth the waters together and they dry up. Hena yachis ora bamayim ver ye vashu. Behold, he withholdeth the waters and they dry up. Hena yachis ora bamayim ver ye vashu. And also, and Elohim God treadeth, trotted up on the waves of the sea. And here also in Eob, in Job 9 and 8. And Elohim treadeth, trotted up on the waves of the sea. Vidorech Allah Bamote Yam, and treadeth with Dorek up on all the waves, Bamote of the sea, Yam. With Dorek, Allah Bamote Yam. And also, he gathereth the waters of the sea together as in a bag. Hear Psalm 33. Psalm 33, verse 7, that reads, He gathereth the waves, the waters. He gathereth the waters of the sea, together as in a bag. Koneh kaneda mehayam. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap, or he gathereth the waters of the sea together as in a bag. Koneh Kaned me hayam. Then where did the waters go? Rav Lewi Levi said, as the waters were seething, asking one another, whither, where shall we go? Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim said, to the sea. Now hear, Midrash, no, play on the term, this is a play on the term to the sea, here in the Midrash, no, a play on the Hebraic term dakyam, they're seething, and derek yam, toward the sea, or the way of the sea, derek yam. So here we have a Hebraicism of the term dak yam, which means they're seething, and derek yam, they're seething and toward the sea. So where did the waters go? Rav Lewi said, as the waters were seething, dak yam, asking one another, whither shall we go? Where shall we go? Elohim said, derek yam, to the sea. According to Rab Abba Bar Kahana, Elohim said, to this place, to that place. According to Rav Huna, Elohim said, to this sea, to that sea. Rab Barakaya, in the name of Ben Azai, commented the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was a setter of bounds for the waters, as is said even in Psalm 29, verse 3, Hebraically. The voice of the Lord is for the waters. Olio al-Hamayim, the voice of Jehovah is upon the waters. Ol Yahuwah al-Hamayim, the voice of Jehovah, Ol Yahuwah, is for the waters. Al-Hamayim. Hence, here, the floods lift up their seething. The floods lift up their seething. Yisu neharot dakyam. The floods lift up their seething. Yisu neharot dakyam.
No, they thought me the golden. They say it's time that you know you got. Because it's time to come and go to the
out of the voices of many waters, the mighty breakers of the sea. Out of the voices of many waters, the mighty breakers of the sea. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm means more. Adai Gimel, Adai Gamel, Psalm 93. Here, the Dalet verse, the fourth verse. Mikolot amayim rabim adarim mishbrei yam. Out of the voices, mikolot, out of the voices, mikolot amayim rabim, of many waters, adarim mishbrei yam, the mighty breakers of the sea. It happened that when Hadrian Caesar, when Hadrian Caesar sought to fathom the depth of the Adriatic Sea, he took ropes and kept lowering them for 3.5 years until he heard a heavenly voice that said, Hadrian will end ere his rope does, before his rope does. Here, here, Midrash note, the alternate reading, the Great Sea, the ocean, for the Adriatic Sea, the alternate reading is the Great Sea, ocean. This seems to be preferable. The maximum depth of the Adriatic Sea is in the vicinity of 800 fathoms, or 4,800 feet, considerably less than a mile. Hadrian would not have needed 3.5 years to measure it, and he had ample supplies of rope for it. On the other hand, it would have been in character for Hadrian to dare measure the supposedly bottomless depth of the Great Sea. Note that the next paragraph also speaks of the Great Sea. Again, Hadrian Caesar sought to know how the waters praise Isis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. And so He made chests of glass into which He put man, and then lowered the chest into the great sea. When the men came up, they said, "We have heard the waters of the great sea praise Isis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise the Holy One, blessed be He." Thus wise, hear, 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 it is written, the Lord on high is mighty. Adira Bamaroma Yahuwah, Jehovah on high is mighty. Adira Bamarom Yahuwah. In a different comment, the verse here is read, the floods have carried off. The floods have carried off the Lord. Nasu Neharot Yahuwah. The floods have carried off Jehovah. Nasu Neharot Yahuwah. Woyo. Hoy vey. To the Rishaim, the Rasha, the wicked, the ratchet, Goyim, the wicked nations, nationalities, ethnicities, international community, who think that they carried off only Yisrael. Woe, woe, yo, to the wicked nations who think that they carried off only Israel into captivity. For not only Israel have the wicked, the ratchet nations carried off into captivity, but the floods have carried off Jehovah. Nasu Neharot Yahuwah. The floods, Neharot, being the nations. Neharot, the floods, being Hagoyim, being the nations, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community, the nationalities, of whom it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 17 and 12. Ah! The rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. Ah! Hoya! Himon Anim Rabim! Ah! The uproar of many peoples. Hoy, Hemon, Amin, Rabin, that roar like the roaring of the sea. Ka Hemota Yamima Yechemayun, and the rushing of nations, and the rushing of nations that rush. Ua Shona Leumima Kia Shon, like the rushing of mighty waters. Maima Kabirima Y Shaun. Therefore it is said, the floods have carried off Jehovah. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their breaking. Nasu Neharot Yahuwah. Nasu Neharot Kolam. Yisu Neharot Dakyam. That is, by persecutions and false prosecutions, Hagoyim, the nations, broke the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to bits. But now, the floods will come and also break the wicked, the ratchet nations, the Goyim, to bits. Hence here, the reading, the floods lift up their breaking. Yisu Neharot Dakyam. The floods lift up their breaking. Yisu Neharot Dakyam. By the noise of many waters, you will hear the dilate, the fourth verse, by the noise of many waters, Nikolota Mai Radi. In the next verse is meant that the wicked nations, nationalities, the wicked Goyim, Gentiles, they came into the Beit HaMikdash, into the holy temple, the holy Hekal, and made a noise of triumph within it. Thus, like this also scripture says, even in Lamentations 2:7, they have made a noise in the house of the Lord, as in the day of a solemn feast. Kola natinua b'reit Yahowa k'yom ha-moed. They have made a noise in the house of Jehovah, as in the day of a solemn feast, as in the day of a moed, appointed feast. Kola natinua b'reit Yahowa k'yom ha-moed. That is, Hagoi, the nations, made a noise of triumph in the holy temple. In a different exposition, the phrase here is read, the noise of great waters, Nikolota Mayim Rabi, the noise of great waters, and means that the waters of the deep are called great waters, Mayim Rabim, for it is said even in Habakkuk 3:15, thou didst walk through the sea with thy horses, through the heat of great waters. Da rakta vayama susekha, thou that I have trod in the sea with thy horses. Da rakta bayama suseka, the foaming of mighty waters. Homer mayima rabin. This verse proves that the waters of the deep are called great waters, mayim rabin. And the proof, Minnaim, that the waters on high are called Mayim Rabim. It is said, even in Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 23-24, under the firmament, when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters. Vitahata harakia, and under the firmament. Vitahata harakia. Vaishma'a etakola ka netfehem kukola mayib rari. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters. Wa eshma et kola kan fehem kola mayim rabi. A mashal, a parable, a mashal of a melech, of a negus, even negus and a guest, who had two legions. When hamelech, when the king, when the negus visited with the one, it was called great, for it was said, great is the legion with whom HaMelech, with whom the king visits. And when HaMelech, when the king, when the Negus, even Negus Neges, came down to the other legion, it was said, great is this legion to whom HaMelech comes. Just so, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be he, is on high, the waters on high are called great waters, are called Mayim Rabim, as is said, under the firmament, V'tachata HaRakia. When they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters. Wa'eshma etakola kanefehem, k'ola ma'ima ra'im, like the voice of the Almighty, like the voice of the Almighty, k'ola Shaddai, k'ola Shaddai, like the voice of Shaddai, like the voice of the Almighty. Yechezkel, Ezekiel 1:24. When Ha'el, the true good, the true God, when Elohim comes down to the deep, the waters of the deep are called Mayim Rabim, are called great waters, as is said even in Habakkuk. In Habakkuk 3:15, thou the eye didst walk through the sea with thy horses. The eye didst walk, didst trod through the sea with thy horses, through the heat of great waters. Here in Habakkuk 3:15. Darakta bayama suseka. Chomer Mayim Rabim. Thou didst walk, didst trod through the sea with thy horses. Da rakta bayama suseka. Through the heat of great waters. Chomer Mayim Rabim. Or the foaming of mighty waters. Chomer Mayim Rabim. Thy testimonies are very sure. Let make holiness, make idleness become thy house, O Lord, forevermore, forevermore. Hear. The hey verse here, the fifth verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Adai Gimel, Adai Gamel. Edoteka ne'emnu amoda le'reteka na'eva kodesh Yahuwah le'orek mai yami le'orek yami. Thy testimonies are very sure. Edoteka ne'emnua meod. Make idleness, holiness become thy house. Le beiteka na'ewa odesh. O Jehovah Yahuwah, forevermore, forevermore. Le orek yamin. For length of days, le'orek yamin. Forevermore, le'orek yamin. For length of days. Moses said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel Ha'olamin, Master of the Universe, when Thou, the Eye, makest low the voice of HaTorah, the voice of the Torah, the direction, instruction, and the voice of the holy temple. Then dost thou raise up the voice of the wicked, of the ratchet nation, the goy. And when thou, the eye, raises up the voice of HaTorah, of the Torah, and the voice of the Beit Mikdash, of the holy temple, then dost thou, the eye, make low the voice of the Rishaim, Goyim, the ratchet, the wicked nations. Accordingly, in let holiness become thy house, O Lord, forevermore. le veiteka na eva kodesh Yahuwah leoreka yami. Make islandness holiness become thy house, O Jehovah, for evermore, for length of days. Le beiteka na eva kodesh Yahuwah leoreka yami. It is as though Moshe, as though Moses said, when thou again settest holiness, islandness, Odesh, in thy house, lit beiteka, make it not be for a time as at the first time, but make it be for eternity. Rav Shimon, Simon taught, in the Torah are mentioned 13 attributes of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Ha'el Elohim. Through every one of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu may grant mercy to the B'nai Yisrael, may grant mercy to the sons of the children of Israel, may grant mercy to the Israelites. For it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 to 7, the Lord, God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy to thousands, to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Vayavor Yahuwah ala panayo. Vayikra Yahuwah, Yahuwah el rachuma v'chanun erreka paim v'rav chesed v'eimet notzer chesed la'elafim noseh avon v'pesha'a v'chata'a v'nagei Lord, yinake pokeda ivona avota ala banima v'ala b'neya vanima ala shia leshima v'ala ribaim. And Jehovah passed by before him. Wayaibor Yahuwah Allah panayu, and proclaim Wayikra, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Wayikra Yahuwah, Yahuwah El Rahuma Wehanun Rekapayim We Rabba Chesed We Amet. Keeping mercy to the thousandth generation. Notzer Chesed La Lafim. Forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. No se awona wa pesha'a we chata'a. Rav said that there are 11 such attributes, and ha Rabin, the Rebbe, not the rabbis, scholars of Torah, they said that there are 10 such. Which one of these attributes was Moshe, was Moses thinking of when he prostrated himself in prayer, in tefillah? Rab said the attribute of his being abundant in goodness. The Rav Chesed, and abundant in goodness. We Rab Chesed, and abundant in goodness. For It is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus 34 and 8, and Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. Vaymahira Moshe, Vayikoda Arisa, Vayishatahu, and Moshe made haste. Vaymahira Moshe, Moses made haste and bowed his head. Vayikoda toward the earth. Arisa, Vayikoda Arisa. And worship. Vayishtachu. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, Eliezer ben Jacob, said, the attribute of his being long-suffering, the attribute, erekapayim, long-suffering, long-nose, long-suffering, the Rebbeinah, the rabbis, Haravim, said the attributes of mercy, of chesed. And here you hear a midrash note on Moses made haste. Vaymahir Moshe. Vaymahir Moshe. And Moses made haste as Ha'el. As Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, was uttering the first of the 13 attributes. As Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, was uttering the first of the 13 attributes, Vaymahir Moshe, Moses made haste. Vaymahir Moshe, Moses made haste. Rav Yitzhak Isaac taught that Moses said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he, when a man sins, when a man acts up, why dost thou, the I, not punish him at once? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, blessed be he, replied, thou wilt have occasion to mention my slowness to anger, my attribute of erekapayi, long nose, slowness to anger. If any other man had spoken thus like this, he would have spoken shamefully. But thou, the I to whom I revealed my attributes, my midot, shouldest thou speak thus? As thou livest, as the I livest, thou wilt have occasion to call upon them. And indeed, not long afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, blessed be he, said to Moshe, even in Bamidbar, in Numbers 14 and 12, I will smite them. I will smite them with the pestilence and destroy them. Akenu Vadever Ze'orishen. I will smite them. Akenu with the pestilence. Vadever Akenu Badever. Badever. I will smite them with the Deber. Akenu Badever. And destroy them. Ve'orishen. Akenu Badevera Ve'orishen. Whereupon Moshe entreated, let make the power of the Lord be great, according as thou, the I, hast spoken, saying, the Lord is slow to anger and plenteous in loving kindness. Hear, 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 in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 14, verses 17 to 18, Moshe entreated, let the power of the Lord be great, according as thou, as the I, hast spoken. Amen. The Lord is slow to anger and plenteous in loving kindness. Adonai. And now I pray the I Adonai. V'ata gedalna koach Adonai ka'asher divarta lemor. And now I pray the I. Let's make the power of Adonai be great according as thou as the I has spoken, saying, V'ata yigdalna koach Adonai ka'asher divarta lemor. Yahuwah rekapayim v'rava chesed. Jehovah is slow to anger. Yahuwah rekapayim and plenteous in loving kindness. V'rava chesed. V'rav chesed. Yahuwah rekapayim v'rava chesed. Rav Haggai, Haggai related, when I used to go down into the Knesset, the Mikrav, the synagogue of Tiberias, the one with the double colonnade, I would hear the voices of young children within the Knesset, within the Mikrav, within the synagogue, within the gathering together, within the Hebrew church. All of them blessing Adonai, blessing the Lord, saying, thy testimonies are very sure for the prolonging of our days. Edoteka nemnu meod, thy testimonies, edoteka, are very sure, nemnu meod, for the prolonging of our days. Le'oreka yamin, edoteka nemnu meod, le'oreka yamin. Lest it be argued that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, prolongs his with harasha, with the ratchet, with the rishayim, with the wicked. He also prolongs his patience with hatzadik, with the tzadikim, with the righteous. Therefore, the next verse says, and the next verse being Mizmor Adai Dale Psalm 94 and 1, the Lord is a God of vengeance. A God of vengeance shows forth. El nikamot Yahuwah, El nikamot Hofiah. The Lord, Jehovah, is a God, an El. Yahweh is an El of Nikamot. El Nikamot Yahuwah. El Nikamot shows forth, shine forth, Hofiah. And here Midrash notes. The first half of the verse is taken by the commentator to mean that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, that Elohim take vengeance upon Harasha, upon the Rishayim, upon the wicked, the ratchet in due time. The second half, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, that Elohim takes vengeance, Nikamot, upon Hatzadi, the righteous, the Tzadikim, at the very moment of their transgression. El Nikamot Yahuwah, El Nikamot Hofiah.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, forever.
מזמור צד דתימל. אדוני מלאך גאות לבש, לבש אדוני עוז התעזר, אף תיקון תבל פלטימות. נכון כסאך מאז, מעולם אתה. נעשאו נהרות אדוני, נעשאו נהרות קולם, יישאו נהרות דוח ים. מקולות מים רבים, אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום אדוני. עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לבטך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.